quick this morning with a big smile on my face. 'Cause I dreamed last night my Jaguars clawed their way through the AFC to first place. I got every single jersey, I watch every single game. I got a shiny season ticket now, so everybody at the stadium knows my name. 'Cause I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win, 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 win. I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win. I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win, 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 win. I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win.
Moment of silence for the ones that's fired. Moment of silence for Urban Meyer. He was such an entertaining coach. He had drama throughout the entire season. Women dancing on him. Him calling his staff dummies. Allegedly, and to the point the drama was that he decided to call out the source and said, whoever the source is that's leaking or quote unquote information is an unemployed source. And now we know the unemployed source. It is Urban Meyer. He has been fired and relieved of his duties. This week, and I'm going to read the statement from the great owner, Shad Khan, and it states this. I'm just going to state the first sentence. This is like one of the best sentences to start off. I fired a motherfucker. Daryl Bevel will serve as interim head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars for the balance of the 2021 season. Daryl succeeds Urban Meyer. That is a hell of a way to start off a statement. Great job. Man, he is good at this. Khan is good at this, man. Hi, my name is Andre Motry, and this is the JJC Podcast. And today's topics is the Texans versus the Jaguars, the Urban Meyer shit. And when a couple other things, we're about to get started. I want to start with this Texas Jaguars game, this Texans and Jaguars game. They're about the same level of team. But I thought the Jaguars would be able to beat this team because the Texans got 11 players out due to COVID. And I'm like, okay, they should be able to, you know. You heard the quarterback say, we got a clarity. And the clarity was, to me, just about the same. They scored 16 points again. They were under 20. You know, I expected them to come out with a little more energy, a little more physicality, and just destroy Houston. But instead, they made Davis Mills. He looked like a competent quarterback. I mean, he was a third-round pick in this draft, in the Trevor Lawrence draft. And if I'm being honest, if somebody would have told me near season's end that Davis Mills would have more touchdown passes than Urban Meyer, I would have bet at least $1,500 that they were wrong. But I'm going to tell you the stats for Davis Mills. He has 10 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, a 65% completion percentage. And then I'm taking a look at Trevor Lawrence, who has 9 touchdowns, 14 interceptions, and a 57% completion percentage. And I'm looking like, How is Daryl Bevel the interim head coach? They could have gave it to Joe Cullen. Joe Cullen, I see gradual improvement from the defense. I've seen improvement from players such as Tyson Campbell. But Daryl Bevel gets this. Okay. Jaguars' mistakes simply just cost them this game and their inability to convert third down conversions. They were 3 of 14 on third downs. That's not going to win the game. They had made mistakes such as in the very first drive, it should have been off the field. They get a penalty on a fucking punt to extend the Texans drive, which they scored a touchdown on. There was nothing different about this game. The only clarity that I got, Trevor Lawrence, was the offense. They just used James Robinson more. But they did that earlier in the season before he got hurt. There was nothing different in the play calling. I was hearing people say, oh, it's a different energy. What's the different energy? Tell me the different energy, because I can show you some energy that I saw in this game, right? Tyson Campbell, in the fourth quarter, you're trying to get back in this game. He gets an interception. The momentum is on your side, and this is what you do to the... Oh, my goodness. This is what you do after you get an interception. On first down, Trevor Lawrence runs out of bounds. On second down, a QB run. I don't know what it is. This is the only team that will put Trevor Lawrence in harm's way. They run him like he is a running back or something. Like injuries just don't happen to people. He's out here running, trying to run into... No, unnecessary. Unnecessary. Why do you have James Robinson? Why do you have Laviska Shenault? Third down, a short pass. Your drive is over. You end up kicking a field goal. And that's the clarity for me. That's clarity right there for me, right there. That is clarity for your ass right there. It's all in there. It's all there. This whole season, even though it's been a successful season, they got 2 wins. I said anything more than 1 win is a successful season. But I know one thing. I didn't think we would get swept by the Houston Texans without Deshaun Watson. And they're playing Davis Mills. Davis Mills. I didn't expect that. But now I have to look at we getting swept by the Texans. And their team is just as bad as our team. Can someone make this make sense? It doesn't make sense. The Jaguars currently now have the number one pick because the Detroit Lions turned into a super team the past 2 weeks. They turned into a super team. This team beat the shit out of Arizona this weekend. They beat the shit out of them. You want to know what a quarterback looks like without his number one option? Kyler Murray looked like shit without Hopkins. Put some talent around Trevor Lawrence. This whole season has been miscommunication. The receivers have never quite been on the right page with Trevor Lawrence. The coaches have never been on the right page with the players. The coaches have not been on the right page with the coaches. It's just been miscommunication all the way around. I don't know what the Jaguars want to do. what type of team they want to be. I found out a little bit about the defense, but I don't know what the fuck the offense want to be. They say they want to run, and that's cute. But it's got to be a little bit more than that. It's got to. Everybody on this staff will be fired. If they aren't, Khan will get another mark against them. This is Khan's fault. He wasted Trevor Lawrence's rookie year for development. A step in the right direction as an NFL quarterback. I should be seeing progress in the second half of the season. That was one of the goals that I sought out for this team. The first half of the season, you're figuring shit out. The second half, it should be a little bit of clue, and you should be gearing towards that. It should be a direction. And now we know it's going to be a direction of change of everybody. You just wasted everybody's life with this. This was a waste of a season. And now we have the number one pick again, and that's embarrassing. We need talent on this team. Me personally, trade the number one pick, get multiple picks, and then pick players. That's what we're going to need on this team. Whoever's the GM and whoever's the coach is. And I'm going to talk about coaches in another podcast because I want to get a little more in depth with that. But the Jaguars lose again. We know that. Let's get to the juicy stuff like Urban Meyer. He was fired, as I stated earlier. I watched Urban Meyer's last interview. And in his last interview, some things stuck out to me where I'm believing that Urban Meyer was going to make a good progress as a head coach in the NFL. Now, unfortunately, his drama and the media's hatred of him stopped that. But he said something about a 50-30 rule that I thought was interesting. He said when it's mistakes of the quarterback or to the players, I have a 50-30 rule with the quarterback, right? 50% of it is on the quarterback. 30% of it is on the wide receiver. Did he run the right route? Did he read the defense correctly to run the right route? 20% is on the offensive line. Let's say, for example, the offensive line let someone through and the pressure got to the quarterback and he was forced to throw the ball quickly, which was in return, the mistake happened because of the offensive line. And I thought that was a good rule. I'm going to be honest with you. I think that's a good rule because most quarterback mistakes is not strictly just the quarterback. Some of them are the quarterback, like if he misread and didn't see someone in the zone and he threw it to the person, that's a quarterback mistake. But if the quarterback put the ball where it needed to be and the receiver didn't catch it and it was an interception, I wouldn't call that a mistake on the quarterback. Call that a mistake on the receiver. You got to catch the ball. If the offensive lineman didn't pick up someone in the A gap or the B gap and they let him just roam on through and he gets hit and he fumbles, rule number one, you don't let anybody through the A and the B gap at your quarterback, period. That would be an offensive lineman fault. I get that. I like that. As I'm listening more to the interview, he talked about how he talked to coaches and how he wanted to strategize how he wanted to build this team. He talked with Trent Baalke about how he wanted to build this team. And he had spoke. He said Buffalo was one of the teams that he studied that he loved because they drafted well, they added key pieces to the team. And before the Buffalo game, he sat down and talked to Buffalo's coach, Sean McDermott, how they built the team, things of that nature. And I thought that was dope. I thought that was dope. I think that's pretty dope. I think that's good. That was good that he was looking out, looking to somebody with success He was humble enough to know that he don't know everything. And he was looking out to successful teams as a, man, how should I build this team? I'm looking at how they're doing it. I'm looking at how they're doing it. How do I want this team for them to be successful? I think that's dope. But unfortunately, his plan will never happen because he was fired. They ditched him to the side. He got fired the next day. That is terrible. That interview was dope. It was a really dope, good interview. I thought, man, I could see Urban Meyer getting his thing together. He talked about the struggles they had and how, you know, they got to work through it, this, that, and the third, right? And he was gone the next day. So, I mean, the change that he wanted to see is now never going to happen, because I don't see him getting a football job for a while. And that's if he doesn't want to coach. Like, if he wants to coach. But I don't see him wanting to coach anymore. I think he's done. I really think he's done. But this decision was on Khan. This was Khan's guy. I can't blame this on the general manager. Trent Baalke was hired to help Urban Meyer. He was to help Urban Meyer navigate through the NFL. So I can really not blame Trent Baalke for this. I can't even blame the staff he hired, because they're about to all be gone. When you get a new GM, let them get their guys. Let them lose with their guys. Khan has done enough. I want him to hire a GM that's good. I don't want a developmental GM. I want a GM that can get talent, that has a direction for this team. I am tired of this. Khan hired a friend that has drama in Urban Meyer. Everywhere Urban Meyer has gone, Ohio State drama, Florida drama. What else did you think was going to change? Urban is Urban. Urban has always been Urban. But I didn't know why so many people disliked Urban Meyer in the media. The media every week, it seemed to attack him, and when he lost the game, and I'm like, this is part of the process, losing games. But it was like personal with some of these guys. They was like, Urban Meyer won't last here long. Do you see his face when they lose? I'm like, he doesn't want to lose. Okay, he's a competitor. What competitor is going to sit there and take losses? He's like, he's emotionally unraveling in front of you guys. He's being awful, this, that, and the third. And it was because Urban was an asshole to the media when he was head coach in college. At one point, and this was, I heard this on the radio from a Buckeyes media member, that he would berate media members, talk about how, you know, I don't understand how you media members are media to Buckeyes and you don't have Buckeye colors. And he would dog them, basically. And if he had that attitude towards them, he had to have that attitude towards a number of media members. And this was their time to get his ass back. And they went full on blitz on his ass. And when you know people dislike you and want you out, because the media shapes the narrative, you have to be perfect. You can't make the mistakes Urban Meyer made. He was hiring a friend with alleged racist. He hired an alleged racist, which the media picked up on it and ate it apart. The stuff he said about the vaccine and COVID with players that had the vaccine and wasn't, the media ate that up. Him not getting on the plane after the Thursday night game to stay in Ohio, the media ate that up. You can't make these mistakes. The mistake at the bar with the girl. Urban cannot make these type of mistakes, and don't think the media is not about to bite him. And they went full jugular. You can't make mistakes like that. Urban was a successful college coach. I wasn't, when he got hired, I thought it was a bad hire, because we all know the drama of Urban Meyer, but this was Khan's guy. Khan wanted this guy to lead this franchise. And quite honestly, I want Khan to just hire a GM and let him do it. I want him to do that, because Khan hired Tom Coughlin. Got us in the same type of trouble. Do you hear me here? We had Jalen Ramsey, and I know Jaguar fans dislike this man. It's a 50-50. But Jalen Ramsey was right. Unfortunately, I have to say that this man was right, and we've had talent like him leave. We can't even keep a first-round pick here from the first contract. That is terrible. We traded our number 8 pick after 11 games, 12 games, something like that. He didn't even start a whole full season for us, and he was gone. CJ Henderson, gone. That's terrible. How are you expecting to rebuild anything if you aren't able to get consistency within the organization? And the organization is yours, Khan. It's your organization. And you failed again. You hired this man knowing who he was, knowing exactly what he is. You hired him. You had a number of coaches and GMs out there that were capable for this job, and you chose a college guy. You were getting the next Andrew Luck, the next Peyton Manning, and you choose a college guy because he knows the talent in the draft. So when we draft, did you see his draft? Now the new GM, right, and the new head coach is going to draft their personality for this team. And some of those guys that got drafted are not going to be on this team. They're going to have to fight on this team. They may not fit the direction of the new coach and the new GM. You just wasted another draft. You wasting drafts like they just... You know, like, hey, it's nothing. We're just wasting another draft. How are we going to rebuild this team if we're constantly throwing away draft picks? I can't understand it. We just wasted Trevor Lawrence's first year. I can't accurately judge Trevor Lawrence's first year because it was miscommunication through the staff in the organization, which impacted Trevor Lawrence's play. Your rookie quarterback is talking about clarity towards the end of the season. He's talking about clarity at the end of the season. And then all these people that want to pile on Urban Meyer, the Jaguars have had these issues before. Do anybody remember the shit they had with Tom Coughlin, with Dante Fowler being fined over $700,000 for missing off-season appointments by the Jaguars? Or the issues that they had with Leonard Fournette? I saw Leonard Fournette progressing and being a better football player. He was learning how to catch out the backfield. He had one of his better seasons in the NFL the previous year, and they cut him for nothing. They let him go scot-free for nothing. Now, they got James Robinson, who they're treating the exact same way. He's getting treated the same way when he was getting benched about a fucking fumble. This whole team making fucking mistakes, and you want to bench this man for a fucking fumble? Fuck out of here. The whole team is making fucking mistakes. You ain't benching Trevor Lawrence for some of the throws he made. You ain't benching none of the players for missing coverage. You're not benching none of the receivers for running the wrong route, a.k.a. against the Tennessee Titans. I seen two fucking players run into each other. Somebody fucked up the route there. I didn't see nobody getting benched for that. And you benched James Robinson for a fucking fumble. And I had the nerve to hear people say, oh, it's granted because no. Bench every fucking body if that's the case. Everybody on this fucking team made a mistake. And at first I was thinking that, hey, he fumbled, but he's got a heel in issue. Okay, but then it comes out that, yeah, he was getting benched in a sense. And I'm like, why are you benching him to play fucking Carlos Hyde? What world or universe we living in where Carlos Hyde is a better option than James Robinson? Remember, they did Leonard Fournette the same fucking way. They did him the same way. And I may not agree with him being the fourth pick in the draft, but it was miscommunication. It came out the GM wanted Deshaun Watson. Guess what? Tom Coughlin wanted a running back. Miscommunication all by the fucking owner. Did you know how bad it was for the Jaguars? 25% of the league's complaints by the players had been filed by the Jaguars. The Jaguars. Players filing against the Jaguars. And the Jaguars lost. They lost. When your union rep says, you as players may want to consider this when you're selecting your next club, you know what that tells me? Players, stay away from this shitstorm you might get yourself into if you go to that organization. That's not a good thing. And that's all on the ownership. He chose Urban Meyer. I just want to see this team be successful. I've seen this is how bad it's been. We've had 10 losing seasons with 10 or more losses. We've only had two successful seasons in a decade since 2010. Two. 2017 and 2010. 2010, they went 8-8. Why can't we win? Why does it have to be an anomaly? Fucking 2017 was the only time we won anything. We had a winning season one time, and we couldn't even have that for long. It ended in New England because of miscommunication. Where's the mission statement of clarity? Your rookie quarterback towards the end of the season is talking about clarity. And I think for 2022, clarity. I want a GM that hires his coach and go down with his philosophies. I don't want to hear from Khan. I don't. I seen what he tried to do. He tried Urban Meyer. He really thought that Urban Meyer, his friend, was going to change this shit around. I call it like I see it, man. This organization has not been good. Changes need to happen, and they need to happen fast. I should never see Davis Mills having better stats than Trevor Lawrence ever. Trevor Lawrence is too talented because we've seen flashes of it. He is too talented to be this bad. To the point where people are talking about, oh, I think Trevor Lawrence is going to be a bust. I think he's going to be a bust. I don't know. Trevor Lawrence is not going to be a bust. He's not. If anything, if he does not work with the Jaguars, somebody else will get him and make it work. The crazy part about this is you're going to have to find a GM and a head coach that will take Trevor Lawrence. They will have to work with Trevor Lawrence. And I heard about Trevor Lawrence being in the hiring process. I don't know if that's a good thing. Has Trevor Lawrence earned that much power? Has he? He's done nothing in the NFL. He doesn't currently have more touchdowns than Davis Mills, and I'm supposed to. Do you guys get that? I do. I'm conflicted with that. I think today it's more of a players coaches league where the coaches, they take the input of players, which is a good thing because that could help the relationship grow and help the team better. But I'm not sure about it. I'm really not sure about it. I'll give you an example, right? The Cleveland Browns, because of the relationship of Baker Mayfield and Freddie Kitchens, they hired Freddie Kitchens as their head coach. They did squat, and they fired him after a season. If at the end of 2022 we're in the same situation, Trevor Lawrence will be a bust. If we're in this same situation, firing and hiring, Trevor Lawrence will most definitely be a bust. That capital B will get louder. It will get louder and louder. Right now, they got the Jets. They got New England the next two games. You got a chance to win a game against the Jets. They're in the same boat as you with a rookie quarterback. He's been bad himself. He's not been the best. David Mills has been better than him too. Let's see what they do. Let's see. That is it for this episode. When you get a chance, check out the website at www.JacksonvilleJaguarsCountry.com. #JagsCountry on social media. Make sure you check out the Facebook group Jags Country on social media. Also, rate the podcast for us. Rate the podcast. If you're listening on Spotify, if you're listening on Apple, Google, wherever you're listening, give us a like. Give us a rating. Tell us how you feel. And the journey continues. I really want to be at the end and sing "Every Step I Take," like "Missing You" by Urban Meyer. I'm going to miss Urban Meyer's blowouts on the sidelines, his emotional outbursts. Like I felt like he was taking the energy from the game and absorbing it himself. So it was messing with him. I'm going to miss that. And I'm going to miss how the cameraman would just go to Urban immediately after a big play happens for the other team and just see Urban just going in a trance. Like, oh, I'm going to miss that like a motherfucker. But next year we will have a new coach. I'll see you guys next week. And again, thanks to all the listeners. Thank you very much. Thanks for your support of the site and the podcast. See you guys next week.